Walk into just about any bar in America, ask for wings, and they will be provided, happily. Life was not always so easy. The Buffalo Chicken Wing celebrates its 40th birthday this weekend. Reporter Eileen Buckley from member station WBFO visited the Anchor Bar where the Buffalo Chicken Wing came into the world.
Cooking chicken wings is part of the daily ritual at the Anchor Bar. According to legend, it was the wife of bar owner Frank Bellissimo who first invented the recipe in 1964 for her son and his hungry friends.
She didn't wake up one morning and say, look, tonight I'm going to invent buffalo wings. It just happened.
Ivano Toscani now owns the Anchor Bar. He says Teresa Bellissimo tossed some chicken wings into a deep fryer.
They were meaty, they were big, she didn't want to put them in the soup stock, so she deep fried those things. She put this sauce, red hot sauce.
Today, the Anchor Bar serves 1,500 pounds of wings daily, but customers choose from mild, medium, hot, or suicidal, accompanied by celery and blue cheese.
Well, I like hot.
I like these. These are good. These must be mild.
How do you like your chicken wings? Hot, medium, mild?
Medium. I don't like spicy.
You like them hot, medium, or mild?
All of the above.
Usually between mild and medium. It's a good thing they're handing out the water just in case they sneak in a couple of the five alarm ones around here.
Buffalo's annual Chicken Wing Festival wraps up today. Last year, Sonia Thomas of Alexandria, Virginia, set the world record for chicken wing eating. The petite 105-pound woman consumed 134 chicken wings in 12 minutes, and she likes them spicy.
Me, I can handle it hot food. So it's better for me, maybe hot, better than mild.
Mind you, everyone, mind you.
At a recent 40th birthday bash for the Buffalo Wing, Mayor Anthony Masiello crowed about the secret recipe.
People all over the country want to emulate the Buffalo Chicken Wing, but as you know, that doesn't happen. You know, ladies and gentlemen, all of us have been all over the country eating chicken wings, and they're scroungy, they're drippy, they're slimy, they're greasy, but not the Buffalo Chicken Wing.
20 tons of wings were served at last year's National Buffalo Chicken Wing Festival. But for those who miss out, the Anchor Bar ships its wings anywhere in the U.S., and its special sauce is sold as far away as Japan. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Buckley in Buffalo.